We present Best Sellers. Best Sellers, featuring great works by famous authors of today and yesterday.
April 1945, the Third Reich's 13th hour. Into the blazing rubble of Berlin parachutes a unit of Allied commandos. Their mission, to kidnap Hitler. We present the 13th hour.
Saturday, April the 28th, 1945.
They'll try to break through again, Herr Fiebig.
Us?
The Russians. They've tried three times during the night.
You've managed to count?
Now they're probably regrouping beyond those buildings to the south. Figure a better way to hit the bridge.
One would not have thought it possible. So, we've been able to repulse those Reds three times, huh? No, I wouldn't have thought it possible, Monsieur Cartier.
They've left nothing but burning tank hulks in their wake. And from the smoke and the sounds of that artillery fire to the east and the west, they seem to be having no better luck with any of the other bridges.
They seem determined to make it through to the canal.
Yeah. And probably will succeed eventually.
I heard that the Panzerbeer printed...
What?
It's a newspaper that's being specially published for the defenders of Greater Berlin.
They're still printing newspapers despite the conditions?
Yes. Monsieur Gadio, we are not a race that gives up easily.
Yeah, so I've noticed.
Anyway, I heard that the Panzerbeer printed a headline yesterday. Berlin, mass grave for Soviet tanks. Looking at the wreckage we've managed to cause our enemy, I could well find myself believing it.
Easy, easy, old man. I wouldn't get too excited if I were you. They're going to continue attacking until they do get through. And by which time, there'll not be many of us left to see them do it.
Perhaps you are right, but still...
Yeah, I understand. One can't help being a little proud in victory. Man, I'm no military expert, but from what I've seen so far, I'm sure the Russians are using the wrong strategy with their tank armies.
Oh, why do you say that, Monsieur Cadio?
Simply because of this. Tanks may be deadly in the open. In fact, they are, where they can use their armor and speed. But in a cramped city like this, where every collapsed building offers a natural bunker and cover for the defenders, the tanks are forced to work blind.
Oh, I think I understand what you are getting at.
They come up the empty streets, often in single file, because of the lack of space, looking for trouble.
And so far, they have found it.
Yeah, but not in the way they expected. The Germans are dug in on both sides, behind the rubble, in basements, in attics, in corner rooms, waiting for them. The tankers never see them until it's too late. Then, whoosh! And the lead tank goes up in a fireball from the Panzerfaust.
They're not bad shots, you must admit that, Monsieur Cadio, huh?
Yeah, with luck, someone gets one of the rear tanks as well. And then we pin the rest in between, where they can be picked off one by one.
We may be able to hold on like this indefinitely, what do you say?
Yeah, well, you know my feelings on that score, Heavy Big.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose I do.
It wouldn't be so easy if there were more coordination between Russian ground troops and the tanks.
You think that is it?
Well, infantrymen, they could have worked ahead of the armor to locate danger spots. Then the tanks might have been used more, like rolling artillery, used to knock them out.
Well, Russian infantrymen seemed in short supply last night. There were a few who came along like Trauben.
Like what?
Trauben, a bunch of grapes. It's a term I believe they use to describe the group of soldiers that trail a moving tank.
Yeah, well, there weren't as many as one would have expected. It looked as if most of the foot soldiers had taken the night off. Yeah, now, with daylight breaking through the gloom, things might get a little hotter. In fact, it looks about ready to start to begin. Wake up, Herr Friebeck.
Yes, well, what is it?
Don't you recognize the old familiar tune? Huh? Trank, treads, they're coming again.
So how do they expect a man to get any sleep?
Come on. We don't want to miss the chance to welcome them, do we? The others are moving into position already.
Let them do the welcoming.
If that SS officer catches you shirking, he may see to it that they do without you.
Him? Ransal? I'd forgotten him. Where is he?
Probably somewhere urging the troops on to greater efforts for the love of hearth, fire, and farmland.
Don't seem to be that many of us about, huh?
I guess. Excluding our Ransal and his overworked corporal, I'd say I can't be more than 30.
What happened to the rest?
Killed, maybe. Several were when that Russian T-34 put 285 shells through this wall. But I guess that a good few managed to run away during the night. Ah, what the hell? Good luck to them.
Wish we'd done the same.
I doubt we'd get away with it. Not with our friend Ransal having picked us out to be the permanent delight of his eagle eye. Hang on to your hat, Fibbit. Here goes.
But I haven't got it.
Just keep firing.
There seem to be more Russian infantrymen this time.
There are.
I haven't been able to hit any.
Don't worry. Just keep firing. They still don't seem any better coordinated.
Thank heavens for that.
The German snipers are beginning to pick them off.
The infantrymen, yes. But what about the tanks?
Just keep firing at them, old man. You've got to make a hit.
One of us would hit the damn things.
Don't worry. I've got the anti-tank gun back.
Yes, sir.
The Russians say they've blown the anti-tank crew to bits.
Don't worry about them. Just think about yourself.
I
keep firing.
I can't.
Do you want rats out of bullet through the back of your head? Now keep firing.
The infantry. We're beginning to fall back. Now we'll be able to aim better. Come on.
No, wait.
Come on. I've got a better position over here.
I'm coming. Succeeding, right?
I know. It's difficult to see with all this smoke.
At last, someone has managed to strike one of them. Is it destroyed?
Yeah, completely. Come on, you can take a quick look. We're safe for the moment. Come on, old man.
There's a tank blazing away. But why have we not been lucky in destroying more of them sooner?
Look at the other tanks. They see why.
Things tied to them. I can't quite make out what they are.
Mattresses. And anything else of sufficient thickness. The Russians must have used that lull between the attacks to strip the buildings and lash whatever they could find to the fronts, the sides, and around the turrets of their tanks. They probably felt they were being burned far too often by our efficient little tank destroyers.
So we strike them with our Panzerfaust. They're exploding without their customary penetration.
Yeah, that just about sums it up. We're in trouble. Every time we fire at them, all we do is give away our positions. They fire back, finishing us off.
And you told me to keep firing.
Never mind that. They're heading for the bridge. They're getting closer to our building.
We,
We must go. Run.
Stop your fool, Peter.
No, let me go.
Come on,
you go.
Don't you realize that is exactly what Bradshaw is waiting for? One of us to break and run for it. He'll put the bullet through you faster than one of those Russian tanks can.
Heavens, what was that?
Let me go. Feedback. Look.
What is it?
Pouring out of those ruins. A handful of boys.
Hitler Youth.
Nothing more than school kids. What do you think they're doing?
They're attacking the lead tank.
With their bare hands. Are they crazy?
Warming up the sides, clinging to the top.
Yeah, they're trying to untie the mattresses. That's what they're trying to do.
What will happen?
That second tank. It's using its machine gun.
Monsieur Cardio, they're only children.
It's mowing them down. That turret gun of the first tank just keeps swiveling back and forth like a battering ram, knocking those kids off its hull. As fast as they fall, the second tank's gun picks them off.
Only two. Only two of them left. Look, trying to run back to cover. Panzerfaust. Trying to get some covering fire.
Go for the treads.
Go for the treads.
No one can hear you.
The treads. Fire at the treads. Monsieur Cadio. What do you think you're doing? I'm going.
The tank. I'm not going to let those last two kids.
Monsieur Cadio, you're mad. You'll be killed.
People still living among these ruins?
Yeah. You are feeling better?
What happened? I remember running through the wall, out into the street.
Yeah. The tank stopped firing at the boys. Mercifully, got away.
Only two that did. Only two.
They began firing at you.
Yeah, that's right. I dropped to my knees, fired with my Panzerfaust. I don't remember aiming.
It didn't matter. You were so close. So close.
Whoosh! There it was.
Blast from the impact must have knocked me flat.
Yeah, you hit the treads. It unwound, forcing the tank to stop. Somehow, an oil line must have caught fire. The next thing you know, there are tank hatches opening all over the place, with hysterical little heads popping out. Nice and ripe for our boys to fire on them.
Someone must have pulled me back here. Someone with strong hands.
Not as that, it was easy. Everybody did just what you did, firing at the tank treads. Some were wiped out. The rest pulled back.
Whose hands?
We've held them again. Thank heavens we've held them again.
Hey, Corporal, thanks for pulling me back.
No, I did not do it.
But who?
This little bag of bones did it.
Phoebe?
Flew out of here like an Olympic sprinter. I've never seen such strength.
You?
I lost my head.
You two have really put the Ormstone Flora's nose out of joint. He was convinced we'd have to shoot you both before the day was out.
That's why it's so quiet. The tanks are gone.
I have a surprise for you, too.
Oh, what?
Shortly after the Reds pulled out, in comes a girl, cool as they come. Tourists, I said to myself. Would you believe it? Damn tourists. A girl lagging a great cardboard box. A girl here. And even us about to pull out before long.
Pull out?
Yeah. Obersturmführer's Ransau has started worrying about flamethrowers. Spineless bastard. They'd send him home to his mom and give me 100 men like you two. I'd win the stupid war for them. Anyway, along comes this girl with a box. Which one is it, she asks. And I point you out and say, this one.
Huh? I don't understand. I mean, why?
She hauls this out.
Oh, what is it?
A medal. Here, take it. Huh? It's yours.
A medal?
The Iron Cross, second class. Isn't that something? You're heroes now, both of you. There was a medal for the little bag of bones, too, for rescuing you.
Don't worry, Monsieur Cardio. I was filled with awe, too, till I learned that the girl had to hand out 60 more of those second-class iron
crosses. Yeah, 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 and 20 first-class. I wonder who those were for.
Perhaps for the kids who took on that tank in the first place.
Yeah, maybe. The two you saved.
You know, it feels so strange. I fought my way through the whole First War, and I never got anything like this. Now, in one day...
Don't get carried away. Remember, she had a box full of them.
I don't care if they hand them out like Christmas cookies. I'm still proud of it.
What the devil's that?
Yushi. Russian rocket launchers. We call them Stalin organs. We probably brought them up to reinforce the tanks.
Shouldn't we get cover?
Don't worry, girl. They aren't very accurate. They sound a lot worse than they bite. Things together.
There's nothing to get together. We're down to our last few Panzerfausten.
There won't be any more once these have gone.
Why? I mean, why are we pulling out?
Because the Russians have breached our southern line of defense, that's why.
But how?
They've sold pontoon bridges across the Landwehr Canal in the area of the Halle Gate. There are tanks and infantrymen pouring across under cover of smoke screens. Words reach us that those Russians have begun a fight in deadly earnest against every demolished building, every house, ditch, bomb and shell crater in which our defenders may be hiding.
They're sparing no one?
It appears not. The Obersturmführer wants me to get you all assembled.
What for?
Probably to repeat what I have just told you. Only he won't do it quite so crudely. It's a general retreat, whatever else he chooses to call it. I suspect our cold-blooded Obersturmführer isn't as cool as he'd like to believe.
What do you think he intends doing, Corporal?
Get us to fall back to the Tiergarten. And from there, march us westward to the zoo. There are rumors that the Russians will try to assault the two flak towers there.
Huh. And so our Ransau wants to be in on the battle, huh?
Maybe. He's looking a little pale at the moment and developed a busy little tick under his left eye. Seems to be winking at one all the time.
It wouldn't surprise me if his real intention is not to be cut off by the advancing Soviet troops.
The flak towers have been judged as almost impregnable. If we make it there and manage to gain
then
entrance,
we have a good chance of being fairly safe?
Yeah.
That's what our fine Obersturmführer is up to.
Well, if he wants to be close to safety, I'll willingly go along too.
I don't think there's a man amongst us, or boy for that matter, who wouldn't. Get up! You there! Lie flat!
The building!
Keep your head down, you fool!
Feedback?
Stay alive, my friend.
That's it. It's getting too hot to remain. Come on, you! Get up!
No good calling to that one, Corporal.
Huh?
He's dead.
One less to worry about. Come on, the rest of you! No good lying around here! Raise yourself, old man. Otherwise, the Russians will be making sure you don't get up again.
Don't worry about him, Corporal. I'll see to him. You go on and check the rest of the men.
Right. Come on! No good hiding! We're moving on!
Come on here, Feedback. The corporal's right. There doesn't seem much point in hanging on around here.
Friend.
What is it? You weren't injured just then.
No. Fortunately not.
What is it, then? We've got to get moving. And quickly, too. Come on. Now, what's the matter?
I'm so tired. I don't think I can go on.
When you got this far.
I'm tired, my friend. Finished. I really won't be able to go on much further.
You have to. Think of your wife.
I am thinking of her, Monsieur Cadio. I want to return to her.
You won't be able to.
I could slip away.
Are you mad? If the Russians don't blast you to bits with one of their wild shots, you can bet Obersturmführer will, huh? He has no intention of letting one of us escape.
But I haven't the strength to go on.
I'll help you. Just hang on to me.
Oh, no, you're very kind, Monsieur Cadio. You have been more than that. It is not even your war.
Yes, it is.
No, my friend. Not this last one. This is between us and the Russians. A settling of old scores. Of resolving a bitter hatred that has lasted for centuries between our people and theirs. As for you, you are not a soldier, not even German. A Frenchman. Press ganged into serving under a fanatical officer who doesn't care whether it is the Russians or himself who kills you.
Come on, old man. We're wasting time. The others have started to leave. If we aren't with them, Rantzau will come searching for us, probably with the intention of shooting us now. Save the bother later.
Do you understand what I am saying?
I know that you're tired.
Yeah, that too.
I've offered to help you. Come on, my friend. It's time we left.
You have been listening to Best Sellers, featuring the masterworks of famous authors that have captured the imagination of the world. Best Sellers is brought to you every Monday to Friday on Springbok Radio at 9 p.m.
John Lee's dramatic novel, The 13th Hour, is adapted for radio by John Cavigia and produced by Andre Bortner.